Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, well, well. What do you know?
I want to take an Instagram video of Chuck walking in here late.
It's Sammy and I here, and guess who's not? No shocker here.
We will give you one clue.
Oh,
he's here. So
it's the.
Sorry. Oh yeah, we're recording. Like, don't worry.
He's whispering. That's Leo. He's our guy.
Yeah, he's our.
That's the guy that's missing. What's his name? Chuck.
He's probably in the bathroom.
He 100% is in the bathroom. I feel like every time he comes in here, he's like,
I gotta go potty.
I know. He comes in 20 minutes late, and then he goes to the bathroom for 20 minutes. So
that's 40 minutes for those of you that aren't good at math. Abby,
hey!
How have you been since last week, since I've seen you?
Good. How have you been?
You know, been living the dream.
Yes, I
know. The fun employment dream.
The fun, oh, fun employment.
The fun employment. It's not that fun. I'll tell you that.
You get to sleep in.
It, yeah, I mean, I do get to sleep in, but I also don't because my, like, I don't know, anxiety of being an adult wakes me up.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to keep some sort of, like, a schedule.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, wow.
We've been going for a minute.
Yeah, we heard you knocking.
Only been going for a minute. It's 4:19. That's 19 minutes after we were supposed to start.
What have you been talking about the last minute?
Literally nothing. Why are you so tan?
None, yeah.
Golden gland with two M's.
You're tan. Like your neck is tan. I mean, the rest of your body is
golden
too.
Golden glam, two M's.
Yeah.
G-O-L-D-E-N.
I've heard of her. I heard you were late to that too.
G-L, what?
Oh, am I allowed to have this?
What?
Since there ain't no rules. I got Starbucks.
When do we have rules?
Sometimes they tell me to take the label off my water bottle. I'm just trying to follow the rules. We haven't pushed the intro song. If you want to go ahead and intro yourself.
You want to do it right now?
Sure.
All right.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
That's right. You look fantastic today. Are you going on a big dinner date? Is this a dinner date, Abby?
No, it's just with my friend, but I put in an effort today. Yeah, she didn't recognize me when I came in. She's
really?
Like, what's up with
no,
your hair?
No, her hair is, first of all, like six inches longer, and her hair is like blonder. I'm like, Abby, what's happening? I walked right past her. I didn't even know it was her.
Is it real? Is it your hair?
It's my hair, yeah.
Clip-ins.
But she doesn't, she doesn't usually straighten her hair. That's what the difference is.
Okay.
So here we go.
Well, this is fun. I apologize. First of all, I apologize for being a minute late once you started recording.
A minute.
But I texted. I said
on island time.
I texted.
At 4:10.
At 4:10.
Which was already 10 minutes late.
Well, that's how I figured. I was like, well, I should call. They might worry.
We weren't worried. We knew that you were fadoodling somewhere in Nashville.
I just got off the phone.
Congrats.
On the way. And this is why I was a little late too.
Okay.
Because I didn't want to interrupt the call because I knew he was a very busy man.
Ooh.
Jimmy Allen.
Hey.
Oh, all right, now so listen.
Your pal.
I got off the phone with Jimmy and I called him. I said, and I was like, I didn't expect him to answer because he's always doing something. If you look at the guy's Instagram, he is always doing something. And it's always very, very surprising what he's doing. He's writing with this person in LA. He's up in, you know, Canada doing this. He's, you know, he's down in the islands doing whatever. He's in Florida. He's, you know, he's going to be in the All-Star game, the All-Star celebrity basketball game.
Is he really?
Yes.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
Is he an athlete? I mean, I know he's a bowler, so don't get me going on that, but.
Well, I mean, if you're a bowler.
Is he like athletic?
Very athletic. Great, great athlete. And he's very competitive. So it makes sense. Kane Brown's in that as well. Celebrity basketball deal. Anyway.
Kane loves basketball.
So I called Jimmy. I go, Jimmy, you girls and your cups.
We both
of
that.
You. All right. You got your ice. Good. Do we have our ice?
We're just staying hydrated over here with some iced coffee and Diet Coke.
Okay.
Follow me for more life hacks.
I was calling Jimmy as a friend to say I was super proud of him. Like, because I genuinely am. We're both from Delaware, super small state. We grew up the same way. Like, just there's not a lot where we grew up. It was just farms and the beach is maybe 45 minutes away and small town beach too. Not like this huge thing. Anyway, I was like, man, I'm really proud of you. Like, you're going next level because you went from winning the new artist to now just being nominated in the artist category.
It's a big category.
And on top of that, you're hosting, co-hosting the ACMs with your girl, Dolly Parton.
Hey, I'm wearing my Dolly shirt today.
I know, it's super exciting.
I didn't even plan that. I just love her.
So we talk about all these things. I'm super proud of him. And then we get to the good stuff. He goes, yo, bro. He goes, Chuck, man, you bowled that 277.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And he starts talking
next.
About bowling. You know
what I'm
saying?
Yeah, we get it. You guys are so cool.
It's fine. But that's what we're going to talk about, the show. We're going to talk about the ACMs. All the nominees came out. And there were some snubs. Did any snubs stick out?
Who are the snubs?
Keith Urban.
Oh, we didn't get any?
No.
All right, we're going to go through the whole list. But first, it's Monday.
Bum, ba, da, ba.
And I would like to get into New Music Monday.
Oh, that was
yeehaw!
You know, thank
Let's
you.
Let's make a button with that too.
I'd like to. And Sammy goes, "Yes, I'd like to." Go.
Yes, I'd like to.
Yes, I'd like
to.
I'd like to
start the day. I don't know. Okay, very Disney.
That sounds like God Bless America.
It was
like God Bless America.
I would like rhythm.
Rhythm and the blues and the
talking's hard today.
Apparently. Who won last week's New Music Monday?
Abs, lay it out for us.
Well, it was a close one, but it was Brett Young.
Mine?
Yeah, it was yours.
Yes.
Wow. I was like, I don't remember which one I picked.
You had Angels, Thomas Rhett. And that was a close one. That
was a precious song. Thomas Rhett's a little nugget. I love him.
A little nugget. It was very ballad heavy, remember?
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Very ballad.
It's all coming back to me.
I've
had scrambled eggs for brains for a couple weeks, so forgive me for not knowing what happened.
All right. So Brett Young won it with what was it called? The one I picked?
You didn't?
You didn't.
Does that sound right? You didn't.
Oh, you. I fell in love, but you didn't. It's that. That's the whole hook about it.
Oh yeah, and didn't you do Daniel Bradbury?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Break my heart again.
I'm here. I'm back, people.
You got it.
Daniel Bradbury.
Underrated.
Yes.
She is so underrated. I don't understand how she's not running this town.
She should.
Really don't know why.
I don't know why either.
You want to know who's speaking? Another female in country music who's underrated, who happens to be my New Music Monday choice.
Go for it.
You know, it's not a new song, so I guess it's just a Music Monday choice for me, but Ingrid Andress.
All right. Ingrid Andress is the first one we're going to go for. That is your pick. And why do you love it? Now, I know, I saw the song that you picked.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, I'm glad you said it's not a new song.
No, it's not a new song, but I just feel like it did not get the attention that it deserved. At radio and just, I don't know, I feel like in general and in life, first of all, she's super talented, like musically. She can play the shit out of a piano and she writes and sings and performer and the whole thing. But she is so nice. She's so down to earth. She's so cool. Remember when you know, I don't even know if I should bring this back up because it was an oopsie on our behalf or the company's behalf or I don't know whose behalf, but the morning show, when the recording, they got new recording equipment and she came in and did however many live performances.
Yeah.
And then it didn't record correctly. And I remember this because Brian Webb was absolutely shitting his pants because he did everything he could. It was like an actual faulty equipment thing. It was nobody's fault other than the electronics. And, Ingrid didn't even flinch, came back in the next day and redid everything. Yeah. And was so cool. She's like, hey, you know what, guys? It happens. Like, technology is great until it's not. I'm happy to come back in. You know, if you're interested in hearing my music, I'll do whatever. And I was just like, wow, that was 100%, you know, our fault, I guess. But nothing. She's like, oh, no problem. Yeah. You guys want Chick-fil-A? I'm like, okay.
Aww.
So
she seems super cool like that.
Yeah, long-winded.
Was she nominated for a Grammy last year? I feel like she was.
I don't know.
I think so.
I feel like I don't know anything about the Grammys. Maybe I should be better about that.
Maybe this year she was.
She's just very talented. And I feel like she's not necessarily typical or traditional country. Like she does, I feel like, blend into other genres, which I also like about her. So
wait, she was nominated.
I told you.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's badass.
What?
Oh, best new artist, best country song.
Oh, More Hearts Than Mine. That song is like, you don't have to like country music to like that song because I feel like it's just relatable.
Oh, for sure.
She was nominated for Best Country Song and Best Country Album.
Good for her. I think this was on that.
This was on it. This is it. This is, go ahead.
It's called Ladylike.
There you go. But I'm a ladylike.
Spoken, I've been told I'm not ladylike, but I'm a ladylike. Oh, I could bring it to your knees and get you kicked out the gun.
Pretty dang good.
It's so good. I used to be obsessed with that song.
I just think that's a powerful song. I mean, she starts off the song saying too, like at the beginning, which I find hysterical, but she's just like, yeah, I don't brush my hair. I bite my nails when I'm nervous. I drink tequila. I forget to not talk about politics when I'm in the middle of getting hit on. I'm just like, check, 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 also check.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you know what? I've been told that I'm outspoken and I should be quiet and not say so many things. But
you should be on a podcast.
Yeah.
And tell us how your feelings are feeling.
All of the feelings, multiples.
Tell us about your feelings.
Anyways, that's my choice. Not all new, right, but fantastic. And I feel like underrated and wasn't as popular as it should be. So you're welcome for introducing you to that.
If you didn't hear about it before, now you know.
Now you know.
Bring it back.
I kind of went the same route on this.
Okay.
Because with the new female artist of the year, the nominees. Okay. Let's go through the nominees. And this is why I picked my person. You got Tennille Arts, right? Tennille Arts. You guys remember Tennille Arts? Jeez, Tennille Arts.
Are you okay?
Tennille Arts. Priscilla Block. Did she get discovered? How did she get discovered?
The TikTok. Old TikTok.
TikTok, okay.
She's part of that 615 house.
Okay, you say it with a little bit of a...
615 house.
I didn't mean it like that.
She's part of that damn 615
I'm just saying that it's a very... That's like a TikTok house.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Said it very judgy, but okay.
Did I really?
Kind of.
I don't even know what I'm being a bitch anymore. It's just that natural.
Lily Rose.
Oh, love her.
She is so cool.
Okay.
I don't know her, but I just feel like her vibe is...
I feel like she's a jam. I've never met her.
Great voice, yeah.
Great voice. I've never met her. Lainey Wilson.
Amazing.
Aww, we should have her on here. Oh, she's so fun.
Nobody rocks a pair of bell bottoms like Lainey Wilson's ass.
I love
her
accent.
You ever seen that? Ooh.
I believe she made the comment, I love you with all my ass.
Because it's bigger than my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, relatable.
I wish I could say
that. I thought that was really
I could never say that.
Abby's like, that would be an insult if I said that to you. Sorry.
Abby's like, man, I love you with all my shoulders. Because my shoulders are bigger than my heart. My ass is smaller than everything.
True. It doesn't exist.
Okay. You can squats.
Do you even squat? Yeah. Do you even lift, bro?
I
need to do some squats.
Let's get you on a routine.
Let's do it.
Let's get you on a routine.
Yeah.
Come to booth camp with me. I go every day.
Oh, that's a great way for you to maybe meet someone.
Maybe.
You know, let's let's get the let's get her on a booty routine and a booty routine. You know Work on the booty and find some booty.
Okay.
Whoa, she's flustered.
Spill her. Just go on.
Coffee. All right, and then this is my pick, right? So, Caitlin Smith. Are you guys familiar with Caitlin Smith?
Love her.
All right.
Wait, I really don't think I know her.
Okay. All right. This is why I picked her, because when they said through new female artists of the year, Tennille Arts, Priscilla Block, Lily Rose, Caitlin Smith, Lainey Wilson, I'm like, I know most of these names or enough about them, but I know nothing about Caitlin Smith. Didn't even know her song.
Wrote that for what's her name? Wasting All These Tears.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
She wrote the song Wasting All These Tears.
For?
What is her name? She was on The Voice. Oh my gosh.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm really annoyed at myself.
If you're saying you know her and then you can't even follow it up with
do. I know her. I'm going to edit this.
No, you're not. You are not editing this out.
Wasting All These Tears.
13 minutes.
You left me standing on a corner crying. Mm. Come on, you know this.
If you could give me more than one word, maybe.
Cassidy Pope.
Cassidy Pope.
She wrote that song for her.
Well, the song that I picked is called High, Caitlin Smith. And she wrote this song with Miley Cyrus.
Oh, Cash.
Super Cash.
Cool. Super Cash.
Super Cash. And I was like, all right, this is the moment I think hopefully breaks her by her being nominated like this. And then people get to find out how wonderful she is. My head up in my very best saying goodbye. But I think of you and don't know why I still feel high. I still feel high. Oh, 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 oh. I still feel high. Can you pick obviously you picked all the high parts. Can you give me a verse?
Yeah, that was pretty.
Find me a verse. Because I want to hear her low register.
That wasn't a good one.
No, I love what you picked.
I mean, she can sing pretty well.
Okay, right? Let's
see. Nope. That's not it.
Kind of sounds like Maren right there.
That's not a bad thing to sound like. She's having. Great. She's doing okay, Maren. You know.
Okay.
You want the verse of this?
Just give me. I get a little too low. See? And I can't see myself through the fire and the smoke. Now you can tell how she sings. But you, like a neon light, shining through a door that I can't keep closed. And you, you're like a rolling stone, always building cities on the hearts that you broke. And in my head, I did my very best saying goodbye. Now you get a flavor.
I just looked up her Instagram while we were listening to her, and I can honestly say I don't think I've ever seen her before, but for some reason her name kept sticking out to me when you kept saying Caitlin Smith. I'm like, why do I know that? Why do I know that? And it's because she sang the song with Old Dominion.
Oh, yeah.
Last year when I was working with Old Dominion, I just remember that popping up like in meetings, and I don't know why I couldn't put that together, but I looked her up on Instagram and there it is.
There we go.
I love when things come back together.
Yeah, well, you got more?
This is Wasting All These.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't
ever talk. Dang it, stop.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You got both of them playing at the same time. The
remix. One. DJ Abby, fire.
Struggling over here. Okay.
Mashup. Come on.
Okay, now sorry, turn it on.
Got excited. Now turn it on. Are you ready? Try to find
you at the bottom of a bottle. Is she at a bus stop? What's happening?
She's in a garage. It's like a video.
No, yeah. I get it. So she wrote that song for Cassidy Pope. Cassidy Pope, make it a hit. Yes. Made it a hit. Was it a hit?
Yeah.
I feel like it was, yeah.
Good choice. Proud of you. Like her.
Thank
Very talented.
You. And good
And I like that, you know, you actually thought about it.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying that the other ones I don't think about?
I mean, I wasn't saying all of them, but there's times that you're just like, yeah, that's good. You know?
The top of the list.
I don't feel like you really, you're just like, yeah, I mean, I guess I liked that song, but I feel like you liked this song.
I felt like there was a backstory to this
one. Yeah, I like that.
All right, I like that you called me out on that.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, it's a prop. I'm not knocking you.
I love props.
Okay. Anyways, Abby, what's your song? I'm over Tuck. On to the next.
Oh my God. Stop. All right, go.
Have you guys heard of Nate Smith?
Yes.
Yes.
What song have you heard of his? Mm. Like that you like?
Well, you didn't ask me if I've heard of his
heard
song.
All of heard,
okay.
I've heard of Nate Smith. Gotcha. I've heard that name before.
He signed with Sony. So
oh, he is?
He's brand new.
Yeah. I think if I'm thinking of the right man, I feel like Nate Smith is a generic name. So let me double check my work, but I'm pretty sure I've edited Nate Smith before.
I think he's a contractor, right? He's a good roofer. Nate Smith.
Is that a dad joke?
Come get Smith's Roofing.
Okay. Oh God, it's still going. Yeah. Nate Smith, this guy. Okay. So, yeah, he's signed to Sony.
All right.
90% sure.
What
is, okay.
You got a backstory on it?
He's very good. I don't really have a backstory, but someone sent this to me and I really loved it and I've listened to it about 100 times. So it's called I Don't Want to Go to Heaven. And it's just really sweet and good.
I don't want to go to heaven when heaven's right here lying next to me. I count every kiss and every blessing. The only proof I'll ever need. I don't want to go to heaven when heaven's right here lying next to me. Oh, oh, lying next to me. I don't want to go to heaven.
Yeah, break it down.
When heaven's right here lying next to me. I count every kiss and every blessing. The only proof I'll ever need. Yeah. Okay. I don't want to go to heaven.
I like his voice. It's like raspy.
Yeah, it's
gives me a little like Larry Fleet vibes.
Oh, it does.
Who is also underrated.
Larry Fleet.
I love Larry Fleet.
Who's touring? It's Morgan Wallen,
Larry
Hardy.
Fleet, and Ernest.
Oh, okay, he's out there. Hardy.
Well, no, Ernest isn't on there, I don't think, on the actual bill. He just came out and did the jams, like special
Flower
appearances.
Shop.
Yeah. But I don't think, I mean, I could be mistaken, but I thought it was just Larry Fleet, Hardy, Morgan.
Old Morgan Wallen just sold out two nights at Madison Square Garden. It's pretty crazy.
I
want
to go in Nashville, but...
Now
we'll see if that happens.
Go Nashville. When's he playing Nashville? Bridgestone.
Like three nights. In
three nights,
March
17th, 18th, and 19th.
Oh, he's like the Boom. New. He's like the new Garth, except not Garth. He's like the new Garth, like, you know, doing several nights in a row.
Yeah, and he can, and he sells them all out.
That's
crazy.
Right?
Didn't he sell them out?
Yeah. That's why they added more dates.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So. All right, so if you want to vote.
Guys, those are good choices. I mean, mine wasn't new, so I guess I'm like kind of disqualified, but I feel like we did good today.
I feel like we did good. Hey, because what's our goal? What is our goal this year with this podcast? To win what?
Awards.
1, 2, 3. Together.
I'm not doing that.
Come on.
No.
Our goal is to win.
I have
what?
A lot of goals.
Win
awards.
Sandwiches.
See? This is why people like you, Sammy.
Everybody loves me.
They do. This is some. I got a text or somebody, or maybe like it was on. You probably read it.
What?
Did
oh my God! Tell
it?
Me more. What? How would I read your texts?
No, it wasn't a text. It was a review.
I don't read the reviews anymore.
No, yeah, I haven't checked in a
while.
They
scare me.
No, they're all good. If you want to leave a review, we need some good ones because there are some bad ones in there when we went political. So if
oh,
you
really?
Can, no,
oh.
no, I mean it's like you know.
I mean, you know. Oh. I get it.
What?
Someone said I sound like Minnie Mouse, so I stopped reading after that. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey.
I'm just. Oh. I don't care.
Oh boy. Jeez. Stop.
Abby.
Just stop.
You're giving them material with that giggle.
Oh my God.
Oh boy.
No, you don't. I wouldn't say Minnie Mouse. I think if
Mickey,
I think it's Mickey more than anything.
More Mickey.
Definitely more Mickey than Minnie. Minnie's a little higher pitch.
Oh, okay.
No, you're a little. Say, I want you to say, I want you to sing. It's a Mickey Mouse. It's a Mickey Mouse Funhouse. Sing it.
I don't know how that goes. No.
Not all of us watch Mickey Mouse Funhouse in the morning.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E, Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Saying, hello, boys and girls. My name is Mickey Mouse. I can't. Just say it in your normal
voice. No, say it in your normal voice. No, just say it in your normal voice.
Hello, boys and girls.
We're being creep happy. Hello, boys and girls.
You just turn into like the clown underneath the street.
Jeez. Okay, anyways, nothing like getting derailed into Mickey Mouse land.
Well, I'm finding this.
What's our next talk point?
I'm finding this thing that I want to tell you about. About you, Sammy.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if I want to hear it.
No, you were like, tell me more. I'm like, all right.
Your invisible text that I can
read. Oh, here it is. Perfect. Best.
It on me.
All right. This is what guys want you to do. Go to wherever you listen to your podcast. I'm taking this one off of the Apple podcast. But leave a, you know, do a rate and review it, all that stuff. Because it matters. It like gets us, you know.
It does matter.
It does matter.
And if we want to win awards, we got to get those reviews in. You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
And those subscriptions. So subscribe.
Yeah, you got subscribe. Yeah, you got subscribe, rate, and review. Really important.
All right. Your friends.
It says, this is from Trisha.
Hey, Trish.
Okay. And this was on February 2nd.
Okay.
It says, best podcast out there.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Ooh. 5 stars.
Woo!
This is what she says. I absolutely love the unfiltered take on country music and life in general. This podcast has also introduced me to Sammy Shea, who deserves her own podcast. And now I'm a Sammy Shea fan for life.
Oh, dang.
Oh, that's my gosh.
Oh, I like that one.
That's cool? Like the nicest thing anybody said to me in a while. So
nice.
Thank you, Trish. Except for my mother's name is Patricia, so could just be my own mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Stop.
She's here. She's in the other room, by the way.
She is?
Yeah, she's in the room watching.
Oh, okay.
You would have known that if you were on time. But,
I will.
You know?
I will cut you.
So okay, she got sorry. To witness.
I will cut you.
All right. So this here's another one from R. Cummins. Stop.
R.
It says.
Isn't that like a poet? No, it's E-E. Never mind. Keep going.
If it was R.U. Cummins, that would be funny. Okay. All right. So
how old are you?
I'm a man.
12.
I'm a man. So I'm mature.
I have a question for you. Never mind. Yeah, that. No, read the review. Okay. I'll get to it. It
says, in love. I love the podcast. I love you guys. And I would love to hear your show about meeting the former president. Do you guys want to hear a bad one?
No, not.
No. Why would we put, this is positive podcast Monday. Why would we put negative reviews up? It's like, yeah, we get it. You're don't right. like fun. Well, it's fine.
You're right. We are fun.
What did, but just like briefly, what did they not like? What were they complaining about? The politics?
Probably. Which, you know what? We're not a political podcast, so maybe they're right. We should just.
But that's why there's a fast forward button.
Agreed.
On it.
Listen, I'm not saying they're, I'm not saying they are right, but I'm just saying maybe they feel
I mean,
like
I think
right.
It's funny. I think haters are funny. They always crack me up.
Same.
Haters gonna hate.
Nobody hating on you is doing better than you. Just remember that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
I like that.
People who are flying high don't go out of their way to bring other people down. So.
Oh, I like that.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. and you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
So we get text. Oh, we never got into how you can leave a remark on who won the New Music Monday.
They can text in.
They can text in, and we have a phone number for that that Abby is going to hit you with, and I'm going to harmonize in the last four digits.
Man,
warm it up.
615.
No, warm it up. Na-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, now go. Okay, go.
615-295-8853. Was that good? Was that better?
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite part. You guys did great. Proud of you.
Was that harmonizing? Like, no, I thought it was vibing.
Listen,
like,
Abby, don't pay attention. Remember when I said about haters?
Yes. Oh.
Sammy right now
is a hater.
And you know what she just said? Anyone who's hating ain't doing better than you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you need
to. It's just like a really fun exercise that you guys harmonize and sing a phone number 42 times a podcast, and I sit here with my thumb up my ass, but keep going, for sure.
I would love it.
Yeah.
I want you to harmonize with us.
I want it to stop.
Do it. What if we taught, do the low harmony.
be the third one, ready?
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it again.
Just do it. 88.
Can we please move on for the love of all that's holy?
8853. Do that.
8853.
All right, here we go. Here we go. This is good. We're going to crush it.
615-295-8853.
This is so funny. Chuck is literally crying tears. That is not that funny.
I'm going to snort.
Welcome to my life. Someone sent me a DM that she's like, I really like that you burp. And I was like, man, I forget that I kind of do that. Also, I saw my dad like 2 weeks ago, and he was talking about how he was listening to the podcast, and I like the Christmas episode when I was 100 bottles of wine in and I let out a very large belch. And he was like, oh, Sammy, he's like, I laughed so hard because immediately as I was thinking, oh, Sammy, you go, sorry, dad. And I said it into the microphone. He's like, I was listening to the podcast in public and I was laughing so hard that you already knew what my reaction would be to you burping like that. I was like, yeah, got ahead of it. I do it again. Funny. Needless to say, I've been making my parents proud since about 1990.
I know, and your mom's here. But
she's probably doing handstands in there.
Oh, she's probably grinning ear to ear in there.
Yeah, she's got her Tito's, so she's happy.
Oh, hell yeah. Are you guys going to go out after this?
No, I'm going to go to a dance class and shake my...
booty.
G thing. What is it? Yeah, I don't know.
Like, your G thing?
What is it called? Like groove thing. G thing. Shake my groove thing. Wow. Abby's going to come with me to class one day.
One day, not tonight, because I'm busy. She's got
a friend date.
What do you got?
Just with my friend. Boy or girl? A girl.
Girl. Okay. Yeah. That's usually when it happens. When you go on a girlfriend date, and then you like you run into somebody, you're like, and it's like more casual to say what's up.
Chuck, I have a question for you. Have you ever been ghosted?
100%.
Have you ever ghosted someone?
100%.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
No. What do you mean by ghosted, though?
I mean ghosted. Like have you ever just stopped responding? You just like, you have some sort of conversation, some sort of relationship, whether it's even like, you know, I don't even know what is the word I'm looking for. Not strict. What is it called when you date one person? Monogamous? Exclusive. Sorry. Exclusive. If you're, even if it's not like an exclusive relationship, but you have some sort of consistent banter back and forth. Mm. And then one day they text you or they call you and you don't respond. And then they follow up, you know, like the next day and you don't respond. You just cut it off. You ever done that?
I have accidentally ghosted someone.
That's not a thing. You can't accidentally ghost
someone. No, because this is what happened. I would stop responding to them because I just was like, oh, I'll text later because I wasn't interested, right? I wasn't interested, but the nice part of me wanted to be like, hey, I'm, you know, I don't, whatever. But I never got back to it. So then I ended up ghosting them.
That's the most Chuck Wick story I've ever heard in my life. If you want to know how Chuck's brain works, that's it. Oh, I forgot that I ghosted you.
I forgot that I didn't respond
hey,
to your text.
You're really cool though. Awkward.
All right. So let's move on because we just did the text number, right? So somebody texted to us, can we bring back the dad jokes?
Yeah. You were so quick to screenshot that and text it to me and Abby.
And I got, sure, listen, like, I got.
That was him that sent it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was him. Her.
Her?
No, it wasn't me.
I got so excited, guys, because not only did Lacey in Texas say, can we get the dad jokes back? But she gave us examples. Okay?
You just had to push it, didn't you? Just had
it's
to.
It's right there. It's the yellow button. That's the bowling button. There's a yellow button. And she sent us examples of dad jokes, but they're all bowling dad jokes.
Oh, okay.
So I am so proud to bring back the dad jokes in bowling format. Now, do we still have the... We do.
Okay, so I don't have to laugh.
We do. We still got it. We still got
I feel like you quit the dad jokes once you actually became a dad.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Oh,
isn't it?
Yeah, like what? I feel like we did dad jokes leading up to Tucker's birth, and then you were like, never mind.
That's true. That's a good point.
Okay.
Well, now they're back just for this episode. I don't know if they'll be back next episode.
Maybe
listeners should just say to just text in their favorite dad joke, and then we'll pick one every once in a while.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to, it's not our fault. It's the listener's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. I'm just going to give them all in a row. She sent like four of them, and they're all funny to me. Okay. Why should a bowling alley be quiet?
Because it's...
Let me tell you. So you can hear a pin drop.
Did you just laugh? And then not let me answer?
Well, I didn't want you to ruin it.
That's good.
I didn't want you to ruin it. Why... Okay, why do bowlers join unions?
I don't know.
They like strikes.
That was so funny.
That's good.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even write these. This is from Lacey in Texas. All right, here's another one for you. This is all bowling dad jokes. Why was the bowling alley hot? Mm-hmm. Because there were no fans.
That one is funny.
Oh, that's good.
You know why it's funny to you guys? Because you're making fun of bowling.
Correct. Okay. 100% correct.
No. You know, when I bowled in the U.S. Open.
You did.
There's a lot of pro bowlers, I guess, that listen to this podcast. And they go, so do Sammy and Abby really, like, they make fun of you for bowling?
Yes.
And I go, unfortunately, yes, they do. But I stuck up for you both. I said, they support me. It just came out of left field that I'm like
100%.
Yes, not making fun of the sport, just that. Yeah.
All right, because I'm just gonna say, like, bowlers are gonna take their trucks out here and start blocking the highways, so you gotta, because y'all can't get into the podcast.
Listen, I'm not hating on bowling, and I'm not hating on people who bowl. Yeah. I am making fun of you directly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just make sure that's clear.
All right. Well, I got one more. Oh, nope. Yep. Here we go.
Oh, baby.
This is the last one. Why don't bowlers know any dirty jokes?
Something about gutters.
Because they can't keep their mind out of the gutter.
Nailed it.
And then Lacey says, I could go on and on with dad jokes. And she put a smiley face and then she stopped.
Lacey loves it.
So anyway,
Lacey.
Text in our dad jokes or text in new Music Monday, what you love, or text us what you want to talk about. At what? Here we go. You gotta do the low harmony. Mm-hmm. You're 88.53. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. I'm not gonna laugh this time because I really want to nail it. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Hit it, Abby.
615-295-88.53.
Let's sing a phone number again.
I couldn't do.
I don't know if it's because she's really going for it.
Am I?
It was just like a monotone.
53.
That's how much I enjoy this exercise.
All right, we got some other. Here, you know what, Sammy? This question's from you, from a fan.
Great! I'm sure.
What is your country music hype song?
Easy.
Go.
What you know about that, Morgan Wallen?
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had these to play.
That song absolutely slaps. First tour, like when he was a Nugget and wore sleeves and wasn't selling out Madison Square Garden, I saw him at Marathon Music Works, and it's what he opened the tour with all the way up through 2019 when he was with Luke Combs at Bridgestone. He opened with that song, and I don't know what it is, but that first like boom beat at the beginning, like I will flip a table and scream, let's go.
What he opens his set up now with?
No, I haven't
seen
it.
Sand in my boots.
Oh, I feel like that's like an...
Comes out of the ground on a piano.
That's like a little bit different energy, but you know, he can do whatever he wants because he's selling out Madison Square Garden.
We'll see where this begins.
Ooh, here we go. This is your hype song.
But the beginning is what gets
this
whatever.
Is your
the
hype song.
Matter. Yeah. No, it's okay. I mean, you can play. The whole song slaps. So. Walking in the mountain, catch a little mountain. By the time you go back, you'll be city girl buzzing over country boy love and telling everybody that you know what you know about that. Yeah, what you know about that? Go fishing in the dark.
Good.
What you know about?
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Also, in that song, he says that he like refers to the whatever. Never mind. Not even gonna go there. So that's my country music hype song. What's y'all's?
That's a good one.
My hype song.
Country music hype song.
Oh.
Because there's a difference.
Hmm. I don't know. I don't know if I have a hype song. Because when I get like my hype song, I don't know.
It's like timely. You don't have one of all time.
I'm a ballad guy. So it's like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's super exciting to be just all ballads. You know what? I think that there's more than that song, though. I feel like I have multiple country music hype songs.
This isn't my hype song. This is not my hype song. But I love Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle. It's not my hype song. It's not my hype song. But
you don't ever hear a song that is country music that you just like blare, you're like, oh hell yeah.
How about is Fishing in the Dark? Is that hype kinda or not?
Because I was just singing that.
Fishing in the dark.
Yeah, I literally just said
it's in the Morgan Wallen song that we just listened to.
Oh well, I already had that before that. But I have one that's new.
You know what else song absolutely slaps is Some Days You Gotta Dance. What is that? Well, they're not the Dixie Chicks, they're the Chicks. Chance. Yeah. When the world doesn't make no sense and you're feeling just a little too tense, gotta loosen up those chains and dance.
Wow, get excited about it.
That's an awesome hype song.
Hey, can I give you some props on the when we do a news segment now and you
Wait, I don't want to do my hype song.
You want to
Can
your
you guess
song?
What it is? Like guess.
Jody you Messina. Have to know what bye it bye.
Is that's that a it? Good one, but you have to know what it is.
What era?
Yeah, give us some clues.
New, like within the last 2 years, like brand new, and it has to do with me. My name.
Oh, and her name is Abby.
Oh, that's good.
Anybody but you. She'll have a band,
nobody be the wait.
That's good. If there's somebody
else. Okay, hold on. Well, if I'm being honest, and the answer is yes. And her name is Abby. That's anybody but you. She'll have a band, nobody be the life of the party, drink a cold beer.
He spells hell.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
And he spells Abby. So I feel good. I feel good about your chances tonight, Abby. You're in a good headspace.
I am in a good headspace.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Right? And then when you put your arms up to dance, you show a little bit of midriff.
Is your shirt from Shein?
How'd you know?
Because I have that shirt.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Feel like...
As I'm in like a, it's like a roll.
Okay, Abby.
Okay.
The one thing you
I will
don't
literally
have...
like 300 curb stomp you into the glass behind you if you mention your body rolls.
These jeans are really tight. They're uncomfortable.
That's what
anyway.
Denim's for.
That's true.
You gotta show off that ass.
She's smacking.
I don't know what that was. Okay, change the subject quick. Abby's losing
Abby
it.
Abby is smacking her ass.
The coffee's getting to her.
But she was smacking it like very gently.
Smack. All on the floor. Smack that. Give me.
Is Abby drunk? Smell her coffee. Is there liquor in there?
No. I mean, clearly this is going to be the video we're going to pull to tease this episode is
Abby smacking herself
Abby's
and crying?
Smacking her ass because she's going to go out tonight and get what? Lucky!
Oh. Let's move on.
How close are you with your friend that you're going out with tonight? Your girlfriend?
Oh, we're really close. Why?
Listen.
We're like BFFs. So, why?
No, I was wondering because...
I have no Sammy, comment. Please stop Sammy, looking at Sammy. Me. Just please change the subject.
You me. Think I'm lying.
Okay. No, you don't know what I was getting at.
Oh my God.
No, I didn't know. Like,
I'm not even looking at you,
Sammy,
Chuck.
Sammy, you know what I'm getting at.
No, I don't. I have no idea what's happening anymore. I stopped paying attention after we stopped singing about Abby.
Are you ready for the news? I'll tell you off air.
I think I can guess, and if I can guess, I'm going to walk away.
No,
I'm leaving. Okay, next.
That's what's happening in my brain right now.
Yeah, go ahead. With what you were
Do you have your news?
News segment.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that?
I did. I have a... Go ahead and play the news.
Because
thing.
I don't know if I like the last one.
Yeah, I have some edits to it. So let's play it together and let's listen. Do you have it?
I redid it.
Oh, you redid it. Let's hear the redo. This is
It's the button. It's that one.
Oh,
I'm nervous. God. I'm nervous.
All right, this is the redo.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the effort she put into this, Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
So I did not ask her to redo it yet.
Okay.
All right, I'll listen. This is for the news, Monday news segment.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today.
Sing it, Frank.
I want to be a part of it. Ooh, I made it through the grapevine. And I'm just about to lose my mind. Honey, honey, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
That last one sounds like a soundtrack to
Spider-Man.
No, when women are on a noble quest to find where men have the audacity. That is the soundtrack behind that quest.
Where did you
Guys,
get that clip? Where does the last clip come from?
YouTube.
Oregon Trail.
Like I did.
It is.
Yeah.
Guys.
But like the C version.
I will find it.
Captain Jack Sparrow jumps out at the end of that.
I typed in like breaking news or something.
Why can't you get the
Which
There's
got to
be another news song. We're just not thinking hard enough.
I couldn't find. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Oh, I got.
That.
There's no. No. I was going to say.
Okay.
There's no business like show. It's not news. I thought it was going to say news business, but it doesn't.
I'll brainstorm this. I'll help you.
Yeah, please help me. I was trying to think of what you were talking about.
But I liked how you took New York out of the whole thing.
See?
Because we're not in just New York.
That's what I was thinking today.
You know, good. That's good. Good.
So good. 2 out of 3 are good.
Yeah. So we just need the last part. Anyway. All right. So we're okay. Back in the news segment. Here we go. Jimmy Allen. We talked about this earlier. Jimmy Allen, Gabby Barrett are going to co-host the ACMs with
Dolly.
Dolly Parton. Going to be pretty cool. March 7th, taking place March 7th, will air live. How do you say this stadium? Allegiant or Alliant?
Allegiant.
Like Allegiant Air?
Allegiant. Alliant. I think it's Alliant Stadium.
Just Allegiant.
It is?
Alliant?
I know. It's where the Raiders play. Anyway, stadium on Amazon Prime Video at 8 p.m. So Amazon Prime Video, 8 p.m. A little different this year.
And odd. They're doing it on a Monday, not a Sunday.
Is March 7th a Monday?
That would be what I just said, yeah. Usually ACMs are on Sunday night.
Because I was thinking about going to Vegas 10th and 11th. That's a Thursday and Friday. Boom.
Look at that math. I love when things add up.
Anyway. Carrie Underwood, Kelly Clarkson among the richest American Idol alumni.
Duh.
Mm-hmm. How much do you think Carrie's worth? Net worth.
Net worth. Well, she's got that clothing line. She did Vegas residency, or is doing, still picks up again in March.
Okay.
That 360 tour was pretty lit.
All right.
She has been around for, you know, since 2005, I think. So that's a hefty amount of years.
Long time to make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess 62 mil.
Okay.
Well, I've cheated because I have it in front of me.
She's worth $140 million net. And let me tell you this. Those are always wrong.
Okay.
They're always wrong.
Why?
Well, because it says, if you look Google, how much is Chuck Wicks worth? It says $2 million. I go to my bank account. Guess what? I don't got $2 million.
You and me both.
All right. So I'm guessing, I would guess that she's actually worth a little less.
Oh.
Wow. Thank you for that clarification.
A little less.
Like 120?
No, I just feel like there's no way someone knows everything. They're just taking a net around.
I wish I had that problem. Worth.
I know.
Oh. I wish it was too confusing for me to know how much I'm worth.
Mm-hmm. This is going to shock everyone. Coming in at 2 is season 1 winner, Kelly Clarkson. What do you think her net worth is? So Carrie was worth $140 million. Kelly Clarkson, she's everywhere. She's on The Voice. They pay a lot of money for that stuff.
I know.
She's got an American Signature furniture line too.
Hello. That's a great place.
I think it's American. It might be Wayfair actually. I think it's Wayfair.
Ooh, Wayfair. I've ordered some stuff from them and I never got it.
Is that a joke?
I never got it.
What?
Why did they do that to you?
I don't know.
Was it during the pandemic?
It was for Christmas.
That's a bummer.
I ordered a video game from there. Like a Pac-Man, one of those Pac-Man
Wayfair
video games.
Is a furniture
store. No, they
sell
everything, brah.
Okay.
Everything. Maybe that's why I didn't get it.
I don't know. Okay.
You bought a Pac-Man Wayfair. Game from a furniture store?
Yeah. I was like, I don't.
You're way okay. off.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick.
I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Kelly Clarkson, how much is she worth? Think about it. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
110 mil.
Mm. And her TV show and stuff, too.
I know.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Kelly Clarkson show. I used to watch that when I worked at Gaming List. Just kidding. Right. I was working very hard.
You got a guess, Abby? Or did you cheat?
I see it, too.
All right. This was shocking to me, actually. I thought she'd be worth a lot more. $35 million.
No way.
That has $35 million.
That's wrong. Maybe $35 million this year.
You think they forgot a one?
Yes. I do, actually.
All right. Jennifer Hudson comes in right behind her at $30 million. Adam Lambert.
You know, Jennifer Hudson, by the way, didn't win. Yeah. And okay, this is like, I feel like my mom's going to laugh at this because we used to watch American Idol and Jennifer Hudson was from the Chicagoland area. And I specifically remember the night she got kicked off American Idol, we had a tornado come through and all the power lines were down and people couldn't call in and vote. She got kicked off.
What?
Fun little tidbit fact that I feel like unless you lived in the Chicagoland area at the time, you wouldn't know. So, you know, she woke up the next day, got kicked off American Idol. Now she's the third richest. So I guess it worked out well for her.
She's doing okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
One of the best singers I've ever heard.
Yes. She can sing with an A.
$30 million. Adam Lambert, who took, you know, Adam Lambert, he toured with Queen.
Mm-hmm.
He's cool. He can sing. So Adam Lambert and I was on Dancing with the Stars when he was on American Idol. American Idol was across the hallway from Dancing with the Stars. I would always see him in the bathroom. Always.
That's weird.
Not planned.
Okay.
Not planned.
Is that where you guys met up?
Not planned. No, I would see him because it would be in between commercial breaks. You got to hurry up and run and, you know, go to the bathroom.
And we know how much Chuck has to nervous pee, so he's probably there every 32 seconds.
I was peeing all the time.
Always.
You probably like sang with him, didn't you? You're like, come on.
I didn't know. Well, at the time, I just knew he was on Idol. No one knew who he was yet. Like, you know, that he was.
I liked him. I honestly didn't really know he was still around, so that's on me.
Yeah, he's on. He's around. Catherine McPhee. Do you remember her?
Mm-hmm. I do. No. She was in that show, Smash.
Yes.
I loved that show.
And she's married to
a very old man.
Well, he's a very talented man.
Is he?
Catherine McPhee. Look, I want to say Foster. It's not Foster. Catherine McPhee.
David Foster?
David Foster. I was right. David Foster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, he's. Oh, what are you looking at? How old he is?
He is pretty old.
They just had a baby together not too long ago.
Good to know.
So it still works. even though he's old. Oh. Catherine McPhee, $14 million, rounding out the top five. Oh. All right, Luke Bryan, he's excited about his Vegas residency, worried about his mother. I guess apparently, have you met his mother?
That made me laugh. Yeah, his mom.
She's something. Well, when Caroline was here, she was talking about her.
Yeah, so he's doing his Resorts World. Is where on Friday he starts.
In Vegas!
Luke Bryan's everywhere. He's just a West Coast boy these days.
Now, he's banking. He's making a lot of money.
Yeah.
He's making a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, he has.
With Idol and all that. Yeah, he's making good money. Good Florida Georgia Line, guys. They confirmed it. They're taking a break.
For how long?
Quote unquote.
Yeah. Are they really?
Pretends to be shocked.
All right. Do you want to know my honest opinion?
Yeah.
You want to know my behind? I don't want to even say it's behind the scenes opinion. I think that they're going to. I think Tyler's going to try a solo career, and I think that Bryan has already.
He's going on tour.
Yeah, Bryan's already done it. I'm a beach cowboy. Why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, was I?
Yeah. What are you looking at on your computer?
Oh, no, I'm not. I was like, oh, I don't know that. I don't like when I don't know something.
Oh, you don't know Beach Cowboy? Put on Beach Cowboy.
Mm-hmm. He released a whole album.
It's really good.
And now he has like a Southeast tour.
I love Bryan, by the way. Here, do you want me to turn
Hold
it
on.
Up?
Hold on, not yet. Beach Cowboy.
I don't hang out. I don't really hang out with Tyler. I know him, but I see him, but I don't. But Bryan.
Tyler's got cute kids.
Yeah. Now, Bryan, I've actually had some good hang time with. Love him. Great guy. What am I, 1 second? 1 second? In 5, 4.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Gulf Coast, wherever them north winds blow, in them big white caps, that's where I hang my hat. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy, Sand Cruiser, Fat Tire, Turquoise. Got a shark tooth on my polo, saddle up, paddle up my YOLO. Yippee-yo-ki, age, your boy BK, going John Wayne on these waves. Cowboy. Yeah, they call me Beach Cowboy. I'm gonna laugh.
Can I just, if you're not,
haven't heard that.
You have never heard it?
Mm-mm.
You gotta look up BK. Look up his, what is the album called? Beach Cowboy?
Mm-hmm.
We should get him on the podcast and ask him what really happened.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll definitely talk about that.
All right, so I think, you know, he's going to continue to do that. I think he does a great job. And then I think Tyler's going to attempt being a solo artist and see how that goes. And then they're going to figure it out. They're going to come back together.
They'll definitely do like a redemption tour. You know, like one more Florida Georgia Line, you know, Brooks and Dunn type deal. Go to Vegas, have a residency together again.
I feel like this break's going to be at least 2 years though.
It's already been 2 years. They haven't done anything together since before the pandemic.
They just did something somewhere together, like a songwriter deal.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I feel like it's going to be at least 2-3 years before they say, hey, we're going to hit the road again. We got a new record coming out.
Good for them. Sometimes you need time apart. I'm sure being in a duo is more stressful than we all know.
It's like dating.
The album is Sunshine State of Mind.
Mm.
That's the name of it.
It probably came out within the last year. Question mark?
Yeah. June 11th, 2021 is when this was released. So.
Okay.
In sometime.
Good for BK. I was thrown off when he said, it's your boy BK, though. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
It's your boy BK. No. Okay.
Yeah, wrong genre.
Yippee-ki-yo-a.
I could never get away with that. Could you imagine? It's your boy Chuck Wicks.
I would. You think I make fun of you for bowling?
Oh, my God. You would crush me.
Yes. I would call you. The second I heard it, I would call and be like, no.
Would you punch me in the face?
No. I don't think that you could do anything that would warrant me to punch you in the face.
No, I feel like you would want to, but you wouldn't.
No, I would never punch anyone in the face. Well, maybe not anyone. I would never punch you in the face. How about that?
All right. This has been a good episode, guys.
Has it?
I mean, I feel like we've stayed on track.
I feel like we really
No, we have.
Oh, okay.
Like usually we go on like 20-minute tangents somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you have adults with ADD who talk together. Oh, okay. I can't focus.
So you're in. Can I ask how
yes,
you're...
Yes, I am included. My brain is like a pinball machine. Bing, 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 bing.
How'd your day go today?
My day went really well.
What'd you do?
I woke up. I'm doing some freelance work. So I tackled that. Went to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Had a job interview.
There we go.
Hung out with my mom.
Let's go back to the job interview. How did that go?
It went fantastic. Within the first 30 seconds, she told me that I was a fascinating person.
Oh.
She was like, you are not what I expected, but now it makes sense to me why you came so like highly recommended and that I needed to meet you. And originally, I had a phone interview set up for Monday. She ended up being in town, so we got to coordinate. And I was like, people are like, hey, are you available? I'm like, yep, pretty wide open. Let me know when you're free. So that's nice. But, you know, baby steps. Okay. I kind of got off to a rocky start to the year. So I'm trying to just.
All right. So you felt like you crushed it?
Yes. I absolutely annihilated it.
Okay, woo! Great. All
right, I did. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Can I ask, is this a large company? Mid-size?
Yes. Okay. It is a large company. And it is technically not a full-time job for like now into the foreseeable future, you know, like it's more of like a contract work. So it's got a, like, I know the end date.
Okay.
So it's, does that make any sense? I don't even know what that's called. It's like, it's not, I guess it is a contract job, but it's not necessarily like, you know, a full, I'm not going to jump to another record label at this moment for another full time, the whole kit and caboodle.
So it's a record label.
No, no.
Oh,
no, okay, no, okay. It's not.
Okay.
No.
All right.
If, I mean, I don't want to jinx it and I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about it.
I will share whatever news, but I don't have any right now.
I'm just glad. Just say you had it. Just say, I want you to say you crushed your interview today.
I did crush it. See, that is an appropriate time to use my favorite
button.
That's
when you do it.
Love it.
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes, you know, things get rocky and then, you know, there's little slivers of hope, little slivers of light. And you got to grab onto them.
All that was the one moment. We have one moment from every podcast.
See? And that was the most appropriate
on
time.
On track.
Yes.
Because what do we want to do this year? We want to win
awards. Oh, what? I thought it was the other one.
Well, that was good. So you do that. Same thing. Ready?
Do not sing the freaking phone number.
No, sing it. We're singing.
Awards.
Sing it.
Oh, sorry. I was late.
We have to do it. We have to sing the award. Right. See, you got me. Here we go.
Go do what you just did.
You're going to do
it. I just did it.
But don't do it as close to the mic.
Yeah, back up a little.
This is so not fun for me.
Here we go. We're going to crush this.
I'm going to make you come to dance class with me. I'm going to put you in the middle of the class.
I will 100% do it. And my wife wants to do it too.
Well, it's open to everybody. By the way, there's men, women, old, young, everybody in between. Like,
I'm in.
The youngest one is like, she's an 8-year-old, and the oldest one is a woman who's probably in her 60s.
Girl, I'm ready to pop and lock.
It's so much fun. And it's a good workout. I gotta look and see what my song is tonight.
But, hold on. Did you just hear what Abby said?
No, what happened?
She goes, I'm ready to drop it.
I think
you
Abby.
Pop, you lock, I'll drop.
Abby, you are on one today. I mean, I'm not hating on you. I like it. I feel like you need to be on this level always.
I'll come with this gigantic coffee.
Is that
time.
What it is? I coffee makes is. You act like this.
I guess so.
What is that like? And I'm immune to coffee. I could drink the whole thing and take a fat nap right here.
I'm immune to coffee. All right. So in closing, do the number. And then in closing, I have something. Okay. Here we go. You ready, Sam?
Oh, my God. No.
Nail it for your mom in the other room. Here we go. For mom.
She might not be awake.
Here we go.
615-295-8853.
I'm just kidding. That's not really my singing voice. People are probably going to be like, oh my God, Sammy.
We can't get it out.
Just sing.
8853.
I mean, that's the wrong note, but that was good.
Okay. Well,
good.
Abby, that was. Okay. Jesus.
All right. Anyway.
Let's go sing karaoke soon.
All right. We have goals now. We have goals now because we want to win what this
awards.
Year?
Awards.
We want to win
awards.
That's right, guys. Look at that. And we're going to do more dad jokes. We got new Music Mondays. We have the new segment, which you got to find a different thing. All right. This is the new part. Everybody's got the number. They know they need to subscribe and all that good stuff, right? But Sammy and Abby, both of you,
are we being signed up for something on the spot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am putting both of you in charge of finding this year's guest for the podcast.
I've already found one. Hey, you want to know what would help us?
Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to know?
My wife already yelled at me about this on the way here. She goes, make sure you guys get on a schedule and give the calendar to whomever so y'all can come on the same day.
Because you cannot invite guests when you don't know when you are recording.
I thought we agreed to Wednesday at 4.
I thought we agreed to Tuesdays at 4.
Well, we changed it to Wednesday.
Because you had tougher things on Tuesday, so we changed it to Wednesday. That was because of you, pal. And then you don't answer my text. And I'm just like, for the love of my sanity, Chuck, I'm going to drive my car to your house in East Bangladesh and slap you.
Okay.
So can we agree on Wednesday?
So if we have a time that we know we're going to record, I will get us guests like you ain't ever seen.
All right. Wednesday, 4 o'clock. And if they can't do 4 o'clock, you can do later. Right? Is that fair?
Yeah. No, that's fine. I mean, listen, I fangirled because Drake White has a new album coming out and I love Drake White and he responded to my story and I was like, right. Oh my God, am I Oprah?
I
just was like, you know what? Shoot your shot. He responded to my story. I said, hey, we're big fans. We'd love to have you on Talk to Chuck. And he was like, that sounds great. And I was like, great. Holy shit.
Hey. Let's go. Let's do it. All right. Drake White's going to come.
That's but fantastic. I have a list of people that I want to have on the show. I've already made it in my notes app.
100%.
Okay. I don't know how to get in touch with all of them, but I do know how to get in touch with some of them.
Okay.
What is it called? Oh, yeah. Talk to Chuck. Okay. I feel like, am I naming these or no? We're keeping them a secret.
Name your favorites.
My favorites. Well, I already mentioned him earlier today. Larry Fleet. I feel like he's very underrated. He's a nice guy. Family man in Nashville.
Okay.
I think Mitchell Tenpenny is hilarious.
Okay.
I think John Party, also hilarious.
Okay.
And a good time.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Nico. We got to have him.
Nico,
he already agreed that he would come on. We just didn't. Scheduling was rough when we were trying to get that lifted last year. And also another high energy, I say Russell Dickerson. Oh, and I feel like you know him, question mark.
I know everybody you've said. I don't really know Larry Fleet, but everybody else I know.
Also, Matt Stell's funny.
Matt Stell's great.
And he's not ugly, so that would help.
Interesting.
Yeah. But then also like Cappy, who manages Luke Combs and also manages Nico Moon and like a few other artists at Make Wake.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it'd be interesting to hear from a manager who has started with essentially nothing and has built, you know, Luke Combs not doing too shabby these days. So,
okay.
Like those kind of things. I mean, those are accessible people that I feel like, you know, it's not like we're, you know, shooting our shot with Reba. Yeah, if Reba walked in here, I'd pass out, but you know.
Reba or Dolly, right?
No, Dolly, I'd pass away. Reba, I'd pass out.
Okay. Okay. All right. Note to self.
Yeah.
All right. So
she's on the back of my phone.
Man, look at that. All right.
Might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. That's my karaoke song. That's what I'm going to sing.
Okay. Maybe that's your hype song.
Nope.
I know. It's
karaoke.
We
should have Hardy too. He's such a nug. I love him.
Nug,
like a nugget, like oh, I want to squeeze like him.
Squeeze him. This is the other thing. Okay, so we carried that. This is the other thing in closing, and this is it. And we're gonna go away, and we're gonna come back next week
at Wednesday or four at
Wednesday at four. Wednesday at four.
See you here.
All right, we gave the number out plenty of times, so people know that. So Wednesday at four, and then Facebook. I texted you about this.
Yeah. Did you bring your laptop?
Okay, you can't talk like that.
He's got all of these great ideas, but okay. Then...
Are you saying my tone of voice is something in my throat?
You can't talk like that because people are going to start calling you Mickey Mouse. I actually didn't think it wasn't Mickey Mouse. So
you bring your laptop? That was like Mike Wazowski. You forgot to file your paperwork. Abby was just not happy with you because you have these grand ideas and you didn't bring your laptop. You walked in here 20 minutes late out of the bathroom.
I'm mad I didn't bring my laptop. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my password to my Facebook because I trust you.
Okay.
Don't post
we'll do
any
it right
minutes.
Now. Yeah.
Okay.
Right now.
So I'm going to give you my password when we're not recording.
Okay.
And then you can go in there.
Give it right on air.
You can go in there and set it up.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay. And that way, so what we're going to do, anytime we have a guest,
sorry,
we will have the entire video up.
Mm-hmm.
On our Facebook, and you can watch that because now Facebook has it where it counts as streams.
Ooh, love that.
Right? That's
yeah.
Cool. And you have all that, you know how to do that.
Yep.
Abby knows everything.
Brush up on that. Yeah.
I don't know how to do any of that.
Yeah. So when we have guests, right? When we don't
when
have
we have guests,
guests
and then when we feel one. And then when we feel good about when there's no guests, we'll do, you know,
like a highlight.
Like once a month, we'll do, yeah, we can do highlight ones. That's cool. It's just more work for Sean Silva and the team.
Well, I know. That's the thing.
Sean Silva.
We don't want to overload them.
I feel like I haven't seen Sean in so long.
He doesn't like us anymore.
I don't blame him.
All right. Listen, I love you guys. Don't
love
forget
you.
To subscribe, rate, and review. Love Country Talk to Chuck wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all I got.
Also, love you, Trisha, wherever you are in the world. My secret fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll find her.
Also, search Sammy Shea. Apparently, she's got her own podcast. You should start your own podcast. Jesus.
First of all, what is that wheeze? Second of all,
I just had a stroke.
It happens.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Love country. Talk to Chuck.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.